Thank you so much, Donna. I am deeply moved and very happy to be with you this morning. My heart is full. Rosemary's words were inspiring. Your sharing and joys and concerns were inspiring. It's just wonderful to be in this fellowship. It's now been 8 churches that I've served, but this one I hold in my heart still and continually wish you well and well-being. I was asked the last time I gave a sermon for your fellowship, when did I serve as your minister? And I couldn't remember. The numbers seem to fade as my age gets more aged. But now I recall it was the years of 2003 and 2006. I began as the quarter-time consulting minister and then moved to half-time ministry. A lot has happened since then, hasn't it? And happy Mother's Day to all of us, regardless of whatever mixed feelings we have about our mothers. Without them, we wouldn't be here, would we? So thank you, Mom. It's appropriate to remember that Mother's Day was started by Julia Ward Howe as part of an international peace movement after our Civil War. She was a strong woman. Howe believed that mothers understood the real losses of war, the brutal deaths of their children, and that mothers, in their understanding, had a compassion for life that could unite mothers across nationalistic lines to put an end to needless suffering. She was indeed ahead of her time. Most of us today, women, men, and mothers or not, are moved by our care of others to work for peace. We are a compassionate people. We are compelled to help others to relieve suffering. For we Unitarian Universalists are at the cutting edge of progress in offering the worth and dignity of us all, affirming this worth and dignity of us all. My emphasis in this sermon is more specific than serving and our social efforts. It concerns affirming ourselves and inspiring others to do the same. I'm urging self-compassion. It's essential to each one of us. So let me begin by introducing you to Guan Yin. Guan Yin is a goddess from the Buddhist tradition, revered in all of Asia. She's a symbol of motherhood and a source of comfort and self-compassion. I invite you to come to know her this morning, and in knowing her, to affirm and own your own compassionate natures. Now, my religious journey to find a female guide began when I identified as a feminist, and that was in my early 20s. As a child, I had attended a Protestant church. I sang in the choir and I went to church school, and my mother was very involved in church as well. We had 2 male ministers and we had a male youth advisor. We also had a male chair of our board. During undergraduate studies in the mid-60s, I was active in the campus ministry house. That too was run by male ministers, and that too had male leaders in their board. I came to believe that our Judeo-Christian heritage has relied on men to give us our voice, and that patriarchal religion denigrates our history as mothers and women. I left my Protestant roots behind. Now, in the early 1970s, traveling in mostly Catholic Mexico for 4 months, I met many images of Mother Mary, the Madonna, and I began collecting pictures of Mary, statues of Mary. Mary was a human face of the Holy, a feminine human face of the Holy, an archetypal deity of the feminine style, a mother who kept watch at her son's horrific murder. Mary was the first person to have faith in her child, always faithful to him, and as an unwed teenage mother and refugee, she stood by him throughout his life. Mary became familiar to me once again and important to me once again when I moved to Portland, Oregon 7 years ago after my son's unexpected death. I found great comfort in gazing at my collected images of Mary that I'd collected over the years. They count to about 32. And also as well, I gained great comfort in sitting in the garden of a nearby Catholic church called Our Lady of Sorrows. There in the garden was an 8-foot statue of Mary. And I would sit there and cry and mourn my loss beneath her kind, understanding, compassionate face. Mother Mary remains important to me. And then, going back to Guanyin, I discovered Guanyin in 1983. I had traveled to Hong Kong and decided to spend a few days at a Buddhist temple in an island a few hours outside of Hong Kong to be by myself, to get some separation from my mother and stepfather, and to participate with the nuns, the Buddhist nuns, in meditation. There, I met Guanyin. There were many statues of her. Here was another female reference for my spiritual yearnings, helpful to me, a companion. Her pictures and statues were just so inspiring. And as I followed the female nuns during their meditation times, they would alternate in meditating and praying before Guanyin. And soon I too felt her strength and her comfort, the image of her beauty, her radiant equanimity, her sensitivity to suffering. There was a sweetness about her. And I've brought one of my favorite statues of Guanyin here today, so perhaps even close up you can begin to see and feel her sweetness. Now, today, my religious identity is solidly Unitarian Universalist, and I'm comfortable with that stance. I also call myself, if asked, a UU Buhai, and that translates for me, I'm UU, Unitarian Universalist. I'm a Buddhist daily meditator, the BU, and the HI on UU Buhai is Hindu reference, because I practice and teach yoga. So I put this all together. Now, returning to Guanyin, she did help me to begin to feel that I had the confidence to study to be a minister. And I was 40 at my ordination. And I give some credit to Guanyin for that. Guanyin is singled out in Buddhist philosophy as the goddess of mercy. She's often called the Bodhisattva in the Buddhist tradition. When Asian immigrants came to our country, they naturally brought her with them. She is considered an enlightened, an ideal. There are no rules attached to her. She's just present, present particularly to women, to help, to comfort, to ease suffering. Guanyin was incorporated into China many years ago from India in the 5th century CE. She started out as a male figure. Then in the 8th century, she began to be perceived as female and has been perceived that way since. Her name translated into Chinese became Guan Xiyin. And the Chinese students I used to live with called it Guan Xiyin. They'd raise the yin at the end. Many of them brought little statues of Guanyin with them from Vietnam, Japan, and China. She embodies many of the qualities we have as Unitarian Universalists. To contact her with song or meditation or chanting or just gazing at her image is to be in communication with oneself, to not reject oneself, to not criticize oneself, to not be judgmental of oneself, but to just be in the moment with her calm and her serenity. Now, I understand that Buddhism always testifies to having no God. So it was a bit confusing to me to hear this name so very often in the Buddhist tradition and in my readings about Buddhism. But she is called Goddess. And it was explained to me that a layperson in Asia perceives her as a divine being who cares especially about women's concerns, teaching compassion and patience and living. But it's different for a Buddhist nun. I learned for them that they chant to Guanyin to help transform themselves in order to pass into true realization. But for everyone, Guanyin teaches, she purifies, she shows the way to liberation from suffering. Now, Guanyin is complex. There's many forms of her. There are various pictures and statues of her. And some that I enjoy very much, she has many arms, sometimes 12 on each side of her body, showing perhaps all the many things that she tries to manage. In this one, she's pouring the liquid of life into the earth so that it can spread among people. There's many interpretations when you look at her various statues, but she's always offering self-compassion, a practice to revere our brains for resilience. And isn't resilience what we very much need today? One can approach Guanyin in many ways. You could begin the day by sitting quietly with her and compose yourself for your day and ask her to fill your heart with compassion for yourself and others. You could also listen to the chant, "Give me your hand," on YouTube, which we will hear after this sermon. It's very strong, very melodic. Also, you could repeat the words, "May I be whole," as you face her and face your day with courage, calm, and confidence. Isn't that what we need today? All of us here know that compassion is important in our Unitarian Universalist faith. And I want to remind you of some of the ways we know that. It's really understanding the whole world is one, that there's no separation between me and you. We covenant to affirm and support our principles. Our first principle, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. And then there's our second principle, our seventh principle, respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. As well, our faith recognizes the living tradition we share that draws from many sources. I very much appreciate the first source, direct experience of the transcending mystery and wonder, affirmation in all cultures, which moves us to a renewal of spirit and an openness to the forces that create and sustain life. Our second source states words and deeds of prophetic women and men, which challenge us to confront powers and structures of evil with justice, compassion, and the transforming power of love. We understand compassion. We understand it as a nonverbal stance in the face of greed and selfishness. It goes beyond our concepts of mothering to gestures the world desperately needs at this time. Compassion is balancing sometimes with kindness as well as responsibility. With each of this balance, we desire to alleviate harm. This takes strength. Takes determination, and it takes self-care. Now, I'd like to ask the women present of a question or two, and you don't need to answer out loud, but perhaps give it just a little reflection. Do you have difficulty in giving compassionate energy to yourself? How is your self-care? I've struggled with these questions most of my life. As a caregiver, a teacher, a minister, a foster parent, a chaplain, a parent, a wife, it's not been easy to always balance caring for others with caring for myself. And I know that the men also have some challenge with this, but I really feel in my history of knowing people that women have a more difficult time with this balance. I found Guanyin to be helpful, a helpful reminder of self-compassion. Perhaps she can be that for each of you as well. An aid, a goddess that awakens the goddess respectfully within each of us. Knowing that we are all sufferers in life, life is not easy. I want to remind us that we don't have to suffer for the whole world as Jesus did. And importantly, if we choose to rid ourselves of unhappiness or to feel more relaxed or less tense or more able to balance life and navigate life with ease and joy, then self-compassion is a definite necessity in renewing our spirits. Michelle Obama wisely said, "Don't be afraid. Be focused, be determined, be hopeful." Hers is a beautiful charge, but not an easy one. We are all struggling with issues, as a ministerial colleague used to say when she said issues. These issues that are present in our political, social, cultural context today. And I'm not going to mention them. A few have already been mentioned. Thank you, Rosemary. But you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to mention them because I don't want you to start thinking about what you're going to do about it and fretting over it at this time. You know what they are. And we all struggle with personal issues. Aging, for example. We make mistakes. We alienate. We sometimes disappoint those we love and care for that are close to us. We might even run away from some of the hardest tangles that come our way. We aren't easy people. We aren't simple people, but we are called as Unitarian Universalists to join together in trust and truth, in wisdom and love, to affirm and live by what we understand and what we have learned. With our commitment to and love of life, each of us is holy. This space, this sacred space, is holy. I felt it the minute I walked in the door, and there were friendly faces to greet me, faces I've known over the years. We come together to remind ourselves of our goodness, our goddessness, to create sacred unions between and with each other, and to celebrate and have some fun together. Thank Goddess for those of you gathered together today. It fills my heart with happiness and joy. It's such a pleasure to be with you. Let's join together now in listening to Guan Yin's chant. Spirit of life, giver of life. We sometimes flounder and stumble about these days. May we steady ourselves by remembering the divinity within, remembering our holy selves, and by reaching out from that holiness to each other. May we move forward, even in our flounderings, with compassion, trusting that it will be easier if we choose to walk in faith and in love. May our lives reflect the celebration and beauty of all life. And let us share now some silence together, followed by my metta meditation, my daily loving kindness meditation. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be safe and free. May I be healthy and strong. May I care for myself with ease and with joy. May all people be happy and peaceful. May all people be safe and free. May all people be healthy and strong. May all people care for themselves with ease and with joy. Amen.
Closing words by Mark Bellettini. Go in peace. Live simply, gently, at home in yourselves. Act justly. Speak justly. Remember the depth of your own compassion. Forget not your power in the days of your powerlessness. Do not desire to be wealthier than your peers, and stint not your hand of charity. Practice forbearance. Speak the truth or speak not. Take care of yourselves as bodies, for you are a good gift. Crave peace for all people in the world, beginning with yourselves. And go as you go with the dream of that peace alive in your heart. Please enjoy our closing hymn by Nina Simone, a joyous rendition of I Wish I Knew How. Our time together is finished, but our work is not done. We strive to move from ignorance to wisdom, from animosity to love, from bondage to freedom. We rededicate ourselves to affirm and practice truth, wisdom, love, and freedom, today and in the days to come.